More Idaho Matters right now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Almost 40% of moms in Idaho say they feel tired or burned out. And for working mothers, that number jumps to 57%. More than 70% of Idaho moms say they don't have time to take care of their own physical needs. And almost 75% they're just struggling to get by every day. This is all according to a new survey by Gallup and Spark Strategic Solutions. However, despite these numbers, moms in Idaho say they find joy and hope in their motherhood, and many rely heavily on their faith and their spirituality to get through those tough times. Shannon McGuire is the Chief Empowerment Officer of Spark Strategic Solutions, and she's joining us now to talk more about this new survey. Shannon, I want to welcome you to Idaho Matters.
Thank you, Gemma, for having me.
Okay, let's start with burnout. You found that a lot of moms feel burned out, or they're just not doing enough as a mom, or at least they think they're not doing enough as a mom. Did those numbers surprise you?
No, actually, I thought it would be higher considering what we went through during the pandemic, the informal conversations that I know I've had in my mom's circles and traveling the state. I thought it would be higher, but nevertheless, 38% is high.
So what did the survey say about Idaho moms and stress?
Yeah, you know, when it comes to the paradox of emotions that we walk as mothers, the survey really laid bare the tension that we hold as mothers. While we are experiencing high levels of gratitude during the day, as well as happiness and hope and joy, we also experience a lot of stress. 54% of mothers in Idaho experienced stress a lot of the day before, as they reported that. And I think it's a testament to all that we go through in the day-to-day navigation of children and work and life and community making and homemaking. So it really showcased the nuance and complexity of being moms.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think it's that mental load, right? That you don't see it necessarily, but there is, I mean, I'm 16 years into motherhood, and I think every year the mental load gets more and more. Yet, it's almost difficult, I think, sometimes to be able to articulate that mental load. So did that at all come up in this survey? I mean, because I think that's part of stress, right? Is the load you carry physically, mentally, emotionally?
Yeah, I would really focus, Gemma, on the emotionally. So the science shows that when we experience an emotion, it hits our heart first, then our mental, then our body. And in the survey of moms across Idaho, what we kept hearing loud and clear from Idahoans and mothers themselves was the amount of responsibility and importance of mothers, from homemaking to community making. If you look at the list of items that are there about moms and what they contribute and what they're important for teaching children values and morals, creating a positive environment, overseeing health and well-being, running activities, and then you turn outward and say, well, also community organizing, contributing to public service, and contributing to schools. It's a lot. And that is the mental load. But what the underlying tension that we experience as mothers, that's there, what's there is the emotions. And do we acknowledge what we're feeling? I'm frustrated, I'm tired, I'm angry. And when we don't acknowledge it, that is really what contributes to the guilt and the burnout.
Before we get back to the survey, I want to ask you what Spark Strategic Solutions is and also why you wanted to do this particular survey.
Yeah, so we are an Idaho-based consultancy that really focuses on leading leaders. How do we make community well-being decisions that impact Idahoans in a positive way? So this is our 10-year anniversary, actually, this month. And I've worked with leaders from all over the state. And in conversations, we talk about ways to keep our communities healthier, to make them healthier. And moms are usually at the table, but moms and motherhood were never on the agenda. From a post-pandemic experience, I kept sitting and thinking, how are moms? And if we want healthy kids, we need healthy moms. So let's start with asking how moms are.
So the survey found that a lot of moms here in Idaho say that they are struggling just to get by. And we're talking just to get by every day. Again, talk about that number and if you were surprised by that.
Yeah, you know, I'm not, because Idaho for a few years there has been the fastest growing state in the nation. We've attracted so many different folks here, and that comes with good and bad. And part of the challenge of that, we know, is the basic needs of living and housing and childcare and all of the things around education and whatnot. And so having the support that they need from a physical location of community was also laid bare there. Like, what is going on with those things, which we call the social influencers in some way of our health? How are we doing economically? How are we doing with the environments that we're in our community? But there are also community cohesion points. And I really appreciate this because this takes it to the tangible micro space of what we can do as individuals. So can you turn to your neighbors for help? Do you see folks treated with respect? Do you feel like you can use your voice? Do you see people working together toward common goals? And so those are the areas that we looked at deeply to see community cohesion and what are mothers experiencing. And that was pretty shocking, some of those numbers.
Okay, so let's dive into that a little bit more, because in the survey, more than half of moms said that they do not feel comfortable asking for help. Did they give it any reasons why?
Not in the survey directly, but as we had interviews with moms across the state, formally through Gallup in conversation and informally over the last year, one of the number one reasons that moms fear asking for help is rejection, because they don't feel like if they speak up, they have the right to. And what I mean by the right to, like, I'm the mom, I should know how to do this. So rejection, I would say that is the most simple way. Also control, also, you know, I got this, I can figure this out. And then some feel like they are asking for help and they didn't get it, so they just stopped asking.
So with all that said, though, despite all of this, you did find that moms in Idaho really actually love being mothers. They love being parents. Can you talk a little bit about some of the joy and the gratitude that moms feel?
Yes, almost three out of four moms in Idaho, 74%, have endorsed the statement, being a mother is the most important part of who I am as a person. I think that's huge. And I think that is a testament to the power of motherhood. And some of the quotes that we've heard, you know, I'm a mom. Other than that, everything else is second. Or the most meaning right now in my life is being a mom. It is a purposeful and meaningful role. So mothers in Idaho in particular really anchor to that piece of their identity. Now, you know, we've also heard from moms, like, I'm a woman first. And mom isn't my name. It's a title. It's a role. And so it's really a testament to the fabric of what we have in our community makers and homemakers that are mothers.
So I only have about a minute and a half left with you. I'm curious to know, what can we change to help moms, or what can we do to help moms?
Yeah, I would look at it from three levels, Gemma. I would start with the micro, because we turn to ourselves in the mirror as moms first, and taking time to ask ourselves how we're doing, and not just ask, but to really focus on that, and then focus our intention on feeling good, whatever that means for us. And taking that me time is so important. Within the household, if you have a mom in your household, turn to her and ask her what she needs. How are you? How can I help? And knowing that she may not give you an answer right away, because she may be fearing rejection, or that she wants to do it herself. From the organizational level, our employers, flexibility and really listening to moms and what they need to be more effective, to be there for their families and community. And from the community side, our policymakers, our decision makers, our funders, really listen to this data and really start to center the motherhood experience in all community decision making.
I want to thank you so much for your time today. We've been talking with Shannon McGuire, the Chief Empowerment Officer of Spark Strategic Solutions, about a new study on motherhood here in Idaho. We will, of course, put links to the study on our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.